Thank you, and good Saturday, everyone, and welcome into the Bonesville pregame podcast. Al Myatt joined by Kevin Monroe. Kevin, of course, on the Pirate Radio Network, offering his analysis and from the perspective of a great defensive back for the Pirates in his playing days. And Kevin, homecoming was great last week. 41-3 victory over UConn, great weather, and a very thorough performance by the Pirates.
Yeah, I thought it was great, Al. It's funny, I think they've won like 11 straight homecoming games now. So you can pretty much put it in the books that if the Pirates are playing on homecoming, they're going to come out with a victory. And not a huge crowd by any means in Dowdy Ficklin, but certainly an inspired crowd. And the Pirates came out early, had a 14-3 lead at halftime, and the manager scored 17, went 17-0 in the third quarter to go out to a big lead. So just very impressed at how they got started in the game. They gave up a big kick return early on. I think the Huskies got it down to about the 35, but then the Pirates held them on fourth down, which was great. So they kind of got the game going at that point. And just really like seeing the tempo that offense got going with and Nelson and Zay Jones. How about the game Zay Jones has? 19 catches and 185 yards. I mean, he's just an incredible, incredible player because every week teams talk about how they have to know where he is on the field. Meanwhile, he's catching 19 balls.
That's right. And you kind of pick your poison there. You can try to shut him down with double coverage, and that's going to open up some other things for the Pirates, a real good situation offensively. Kevin, some factors that East Carolina had kind of struggled with, kind of turned the corner last Saturday, defensive pressure, four sacks, and East Carolina had just one sack coming into the game. Turnovers were a positive factor, two interceptions for the Pirates, and a fumble recovery, 10 points off of turnovers, and then 5 for 5 in the red zone, where East Carolina had struggled at times when they were in scoring range, and all of those factors kind of stepped up and turned the corner, it seemed.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I'll start defensively. I felt like they tried to do some different things to dial up some pressure. The one-on-one battles up front in terms of the front four just aren't being won big enough to get sacks. I won't say they're doing bad, because I think they're doing a good job in the run defense, but in terms of getting pressure on the quarterback, those one-on-one battles just aren't being won enough. So defense coordinator had to call up some blitzes, and you know, two of those sacks were by defensive backs, so I expect to see more of that coming in the games to come. Also, Deion Pratt, I mean, he's in the backfield just like a madman all the time, and you know, he's now has two of the five sacks on the season, so you always got to know where he is. And so it was good to see those guys getting pressure on the quarterback. You mentioned the interceptions. Colby Gore is a young man that's starting to really figure things out at the corner position. With Sargent being out a little bit with injury, he's kind of stepped up to become that guy, and he's making some plays. He got one of the interceptions. I think Bobby Fulp got another one. So these guys are finding the ball. They're attacking it. They're making plays finally. And, you know, the Pirates have been negative in the turnover margin all year long, and I think they still are, but they're making some strides in the right direction. So it was great to see the defense turn that corner offensively. You know, James Summers was able to again start at running back and do a little bit better job of finding holes, being more patient, and looking like a running back. We got to see Furlough back there, did a nice job as a young back. He's quick. I think he can actually teach James some things about playing the running back position and the patience that he used searching out the holes. That was really great. And then we already talked about Zay Jones and what he did at receiver, but also Jimmy Williams and some of those other guys stepped up as well. So I think offensively things look great. And then special teams, I mean, Davis Plowman has another game where he hits a couple field goals, doesn't miss any. So they're starting to get that going. They got a fump, they got a turnover on special teams and kickoff coverage. You know, the punt coverage game was good. So I think they're doing a lot better special teams-wise as well. So it was a complete game for the Pirates, and it's one of those things that they really had to have, and it came at a great time.
You know, I think there was a lot of determination going into that game to kind of get things turned around. And, of course, the environment at Dowdy Ficklin Stadium is a very positive situation. Now, Kevin, we're at Tulsa tonight. That's a little bit different. You're on the road. You don't have the supportive crowd, but there's obviously going to be some confidence coming out of that Connecticut game that will be working for the Pirates.
definitely going to be some confidence. And you know what, Al? The Pirates have lost some games that I think they probably should have won, UCF being one, South Carolina being one, Cincinnati being one. So it's time for them to win a game that maybe they aren't supposed to win. You know, they'll be playing a team that's only has two losses on the year. They're going to be on the road. It's going to be a long trip. And this is a very good Tulsa team. It's a Tulsa team that's scoring 42 points a game. They've got a pretty good quarterback, a couple of good running backs, a couple of good receivers. So they've got a lot of talent on offense. And so Pirates going to have to come out and play well. But they're giving up a lot of points defensively and a lot of yards defensively. So I think this is a game that could turn into a shootout type of game. And, you know, maybe the team that has the ball last can win it. But this is certainly a team that the Pirates match up pretty well against and should do pretty good against tonight.
You have to like East Carolina's chances if they can take advantage of their scoring opportunities and get some defensive stops. Some turnovers would be great. Tulsa does throw it some, and it seems like we're getting more pressure on the quarterback, and that makes things easier on the back end. But, you know, great opportunity on the road, Kevin, and let's talk about your keys for the Pirates to victory tonight.
Well, they're going to have to keep up with this Tulsa team. As I mentioned, they're scoring 42 points a game. So fast and furious is going to be my first key. Get on the board as quick as possible, whether it be through field goal or through touchdown, and you got to score early and often. So that offense has got to get the chains moving, work on the passing game, but also have the running game going so that you're able to get points on the board. So, you know, it's weird to make points a key, but I think in order to beat this Tulsa team, you got to be able to keep up. And then defensively, you can't give up the big play, and you got to work in the trenches. So big play downfield in terms with big plays with running backs, big plays with receivers, and then up front. They've got a two-headed monster at running back, so the Pirates are going to have to be good. That front four defensively is going to have to be able to stop the run. So get on the board quick, be able to stop the run, and don't give up the big play.
All right. Kevin, sounds good. I'm taking my paintbrush to Tulsa and hope you will too.
It should be fun, Al. I always enjoy playing this team. We had a great battle back, I think, in 08 or 09 to win the conference championship against them. And they're always well-coached. They always have good athletes. And so the Pirates are going to have their hands full here tonight.
Five interceptions in 2008 for the conference championship. And Pirates won, I believe it was 27-24, if I'm not mistaken. But that was a championship under Coach Skip Holtz. And turnovers could be a factor tonight, hopefully in the Pirates' favor. Kevin, enjoyed talking with you as always. We'll look forward to doing it again next week.
Sounds good, Al.
Thank you, sir.
This little ship got in